Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual Town and Country Policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com. Or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Well, today's live cattle and feeder cattle markets were quite a bit stronger than where we closed on Friday, with August up $1.95 at $123.45. The October's up $2.05 at $129.20. December's up $1.67 here at $133.97. Feeder cattle about $1.60 to $2.30 higher. The August feeders at $2.12 higher at $162.20. The September's $2.30 higher here at $164.82. This is the highest the August live feeder cattle rather have been in the life of the contract. So new highs, even going through the April contract highs here, which back on April the 8th went to 162.40. So it's a new high today. That could bring additional buying to the table. On Friday, we had an on-feed report, which was 99% on-feed, 93% placed, and 103% marketed. It was pretty much neutral to maybe a little bit positive, and then that inventory report also a little bit positive. So both of those I felt like would start the day higher, and we also had the lower corn prices today, which also helped. The hogs were up about 5 in August at 107.40. They continue to linger and stay strong. In the October, the next month out, is about $14 cheaper, but 47 higher today at 93.10.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Express Ranches wants to invite you to the big event. The big event is the annual production sale of Express Ranches, the nation's largest seed stock operation. It'll be happening Friday and Saturday, August 20th and 21st at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 head will sell starting 1 o'clock Friday afternoon, August 20th, and then 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 21st. The big event sale continues. For details, go to expressranches.com. That's expressranches.com.
Today's grain futures were mixed. We had corn up anywhere from 2 to 4 cents. The soybeans up 7 to 12 cents. And wheats were down anywhere from 6 to 8. Kansas City September down 7 and a quarter at 638 and three quarters. And then the December down 7 and three quarters here at 649. The Minneapolis wheat 2 to 3 lower. And then cotton futures are going to finish about unchanged here at 90.29 on the October and 89.60 down 6 on the December. This time of year, we get into kind of the final stages of the dangerous part of the growing season. And the two-week forecast does have some heat forecasted for the northern plains, but that's been happening, and I think that there's also spotty showers on some of the eastern parts that are going to offset that yield potential. We've seen yield guesses for the corn anyway from anywhere from 175 to 180. Pretty much everybody is right in those areas, which if you're in the Dakotas, you're thinking it's much lower than that. But if you're in Ohio and on the eastern half of the Corn Belt and the Bean Belt, it's looking pretty good. So still some time left. The forecast seems like everything's kind of winding down, and I think that's why we're having kind of the sideways consolidation here for the grain futures.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.